This Claire's Matt and Kimber catch-up is made possible by Homestart. They are the first home buyer specialists. Homestart.net.au.
Who would have thought we'd have an AFL granny in October, on the 24th of October?
At the Gabba.
At the Gabba. And it's a night game. It is so bizarre, a surreal year. And a man who's been at the top level and won the Norm Smith medal in 2006, the one and only Andrew Embley. G'day, Embers. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Claire'sy team.
Hey,
how are
bud.
We?
Good to see you,
Grand
bud.
Grand final week is such an exciting week, isn't it? I love it.
Well,
different.
People have been saying that they're not sure about this game, maybe because of the teams that are there, you know, that there may be quite a good competition, but also not as invested because they sort of, where's the underdog?
Well, that's right. I think it's one of those years where it's at the Gabba, it's going to be half full, it's been really different, and I think there's so much going on that people have sort of maybe lost a little bit of interest in the football. But in saying that, it is grand final week, and Richmond, Geelong, I think the first two Victorian teams to play in a grand final since 2011.
Yeah, it's been a while, right? Yes.
It's been a while, but good on them. Richmond have been such a great team for 3 or 4 years now, and the Cats just continue to find a way. They were good last week, so let's just hope we get a really good game.
And, mate, you've been there. For the players, they're not going to be thinking anything other than this is a grand final, right?
Well, that's right, and it's a great opportunity. It's and for the Victorian teams as well, they've been away from home for 3 or 4 months now in a hub. Circumstances have been just so strange and unique this year, and if they can win a flag tomorrow afternoon, I think they will absolutely deserve it.
Yeah,
mate, I've called you Norm Smith more than Embers over the last last 14 years, but listen to this.
The winner of the 2006 Norm Smith medal is Andrew Embley of the West Coast Eagles.
That was 2006. In the history of footy, no one has danced or sung more than Andrew Embley after that victory. Was that at Subi Oval the next day? Or was that the night function? Or what was that?
I've got no idea when that was. I think that was during the week, actually, maybe the parade in the city. So I got diagnosed with a paralysed vocal cord about 3 or 4 weeks leading into that final series.
Oh, really?
And so you can sort of hear my voice. It was a little bit croaky. And I believe it or not, I actually got it back around grand final time. And then, of course, the celebrations, lost it for another month after that, I think.
But although, when we played that, just saw a little tear in your eye there.
Why not?
You still feel it,
right?
I do.
I don't reflect or look back too much. But at this time of the year, obviously, there's functions to do. And people are always talking about grand finals.
Of course.
And you know, I was one of those fortunate ones to be a part of both. So 05 when we lost, and then 06 obviously when we won. So grand final day is a special day for me. And when the siren sounds, I can sympathise with the team that have actually lost, and then obviously relate to the team that has won as well. So it's always got mixed emotions, to be honest with you.
Oh, I bet, man. I mean, you know, you think about how many people are professional AFL players in this country. Very few get that opportunity throughout an entire career.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's as a player or as a kid growing up, all you ever want to do is play AFL football. Yeah. And when you get drafted, which is, you know, quite hard to do, you just want to play one game. And then when you play one game, you go, you know, I've got a taste for this. I'd love to be part of a premiership team. And so, fortunately for me, it was a great journey and something that obviously I'm really proud of. Yeah. And we've still got a little WhatsApp group, and we get around and we're chatting and talking and trying to always catch up with the guys. And whilst we don't see them all the time, when we do catch up, it just brings back such great memories.
Yeah. Remember your first game at Subi Oval?
I think you might have interviewed me after.
Because Guy McKenna and Tommy the Pommy, Dean Kemp, told me to bugger off. Yeah. So I got the first game.
I remember it, Claire'sy, because it was the first time I've ever been interviewed. I was absolutely shitting myself, you know.
So
I was going, oh, my God, what do I say?
But 2005 and 6 in particular, it was extraordinary times because the rivalry between Sydney and West Coast was amazing. And to have two grand finals decided by less than a goal, 06 was the classic, the great revenge, wasn't it?
I was. And even the finals leading into that, we had such great games with the Sydney Swans, and they were a team that we obviously respected so much, and they had great character and a great group of players. And the one thing about Sydney was that regardless of where the game was at, you knew it was going to go down to the final siren. And obviously with what happened in 2005, and then to give ourselves a chance of getting back there the following year, and then this time to win it by a point in one of the great grand finals was, it was pretty awesome.
Now, of course, you're going to be recalling that game. Now I have to get this. You'll be basically doing your special comments about yourself.
Can you imagine it? So Embley's kicked his second goal.
Embley's playing well then.
Yeah.
Paul Roos needs to make the change. He needs to get someone else on Embley because Embley's playing really well at the moment.
So you think you'll do it in third person?
I don't know how it's going to go, but it's going to be absolutely humour.
That's great.
I think it's going to be great fun because I mean, also, you know, I've got the greatest call team that you can possibly get, but also because you know how it's going to end, you can just enjoy yourselves. Yeah. I think you guys are going to be having a laugh and a party the whole way through.
Well, the great Dennis Cometti is going to call the game, and from memory, Dennis didn't actually call that grand final because another station had it. To have Dennis call in my name and be awesome, and obviously Lachie Reed as well, who's the second best call in the country behind Dennis. So we've got a pretty great team. Tanya Armstrong, who's got the voice of an angel, the best boundary rider in the country as well, the beast. So it's going to be a wonderful afternoon. So yeah, if you're not doing anything tomorrow, tune in midday.
And I want to hear you go, and I'm hearing, Den, that Embers has got a paralysed vocal cord.
Yeah, I might have used that, Matty.
But you haven't made it until you get the stats called out by the beast.
That's right.
That is good. Look, it's going to be worth rapping about, I reckon. It's now or never as we head into the last Embers. The last chat. It's up to us to prevent the Spawns from going back to back. So we were never going to crack. Oh, 10 years old. What a celebration that was, mate.
The boys Embers rap.
Oh, yes.
From the streets of Bassendean to rapping on the radio.
Who would have thought, hey? Clarzy,
Matt and Kimber. I'm in trouble.
Why?
Well, because I've said I was going to do this Matt's Hits From Your Hood.
Here we go.
We Will Rock You.
It's fallen over.
It's fallen to pieces.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, no one's got much time.
Yeah.
Particularly, you know, part of the production.
You had the simple option, though, of just spinning the Hits From Your Hood wheel and picking a suburb, and it was you who said, no, I'll get rid of it and I'll do this. I'll do something with the We Will Rock You cast.
Can we just forget that we had that conversation?
No, we can't, mate.
I'll do Kenwick.
You've got to have some responsibility. Now, I did hear Ben Elton and the like hanging up on you yesterday. Casey Donovan wasn't helping. Much either. Blake Williams, our good mate, no longer your good mate.
No, and of course, what people won't know is that Padgy, the wonderful Neil Padgett, our engineer, who basically makes all of my crap sound awesome, he's away.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So I went home and tried to sort of, you know, get things together. Just as these are examples of what, you know, me sort of thinking out loud.
Oh, no, we're going with raw files.
Yeah,
raw
files. So without Padgy, you're more Milly or Vanilly?
Oh, vanilla. Vanilla. So I never expected these to be like the finished product.
No worries.
But this was just an example of what I was playing around with yesterday.
So we'll use our imagination.
Yeah, right. So I was thinking, well, first of all, obviously I've got to use a Queen song.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yep.
So, and I thought, well, what's happening at the moment? Okay, well, grand final. This can't be real life. Surely must be a dream. Watching grand final, it's night, not the MCG. Rubbing my eyes, dream of 4 and 20 pies. Okay. Well,
that was actually lovely, but I think, did you record that in the bathroom?
Well, no, but
toilet?
Everywhere in my house is echoey.
Yeah, right? Maybe not the production that Queen used.
No,
Night at the Races or Day at the Races. What was that movie? That album?
Almost
Reverb.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, and then I was like, I heard that and I thought, oh, I've got to go outside. And I was looking around going, what can I write it about? And of course, my beautiful Florence, my Dalmatian, she is with me wherever I go.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
She won't let me go anywhere without sitting at the door if I'm in the toilet. Or da, da, da. So we're out in the backyard and I'm looking at her, surrounded by her mess.
Mm.
She found a spot, you know, between her piles. And it sort of inspired me. I thought, well, maybe I'll try one about Florence.
Okay.
Your poo, all you do is poo and then eat, then poo and eat, and then poo again, Florence. Then you might have a sleep. Oh, my Dalmatian is a crazy young dog. Orally, she's fixated, could be poison or some crap on the road.
Nope.
A dead toad, she'll still try and eat it. Oh,
My Dalmatian.
Yeah.
Mate, you're getting there.
You're really more of a team collaborator, aren't
you? I really am, yeah,
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
The grand final at the Gabba in Brisbane. How's that? So, of course, we got the announcement a couple of weeks ago of an all-Aussie lineup for the entertainment.
Yep.
There. And one of those, of course, is a band from Brisbane in Shepherd. They're going to be part of it. Half time, big show, under lights and all the rest of it.
Yeah,
night
huge.
There. And these guys are just so consistent at writing hits. And we're really pleased to catch up with George Shepherd from Shepherd, who's on the line right now, mate. It's great to talk to you ahead of this one. Your band of many hair colours, mate. Welcome. How are you?
G'day, guys. I'm good. How are you?
We're great. George, we were nearly getting a visit from you and your sisters kind of annually for a while there, but it has paid off for you to stay in Queensland because now you get to do the AFL Grand Final.
I know. We got so lucky. I mean, not too many positives have come out of COVID, but this is definitely one of them.
And, mate, I mean, it must be very exciting. I know you guys have done some very big gigs, but this has got to be right up there.
Oh, in Australia? Absolutely. This is the biggest thing we've done. I mean, there's something like, they're throwing around numbers like 25 million viewers worldwide are going to be watching this. Like, that is by far and away the biggest audience we've ever had.
So, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, we're trying not to think about that too much.
Sure.
Just focus on the performance and having some fun. But, yeah, I mean, this is just a huge, huge deal for us, and we're so honoured.
Also a huge deal, the brand new song called Brand New. I still can't get enough and it feels brand new, brand new. How does it feel? Brand new, brand new. No, I still can't get. George, we've got a theory, as frustrated, really bad songwriters here, that you throw out really classic hooks in the rubbish bin, mate. That is another catchy one that'll be with us for a long time.
Well, I hope so. That's the plan. I mean, I don't know how well it's going to age being called Brand New. Might have to change the name to Not So New in a couple of years.
George, am I correct in thinking that you had throat surgery last year?
Yes, you are correct. Yeah,
that's huge. Was that like vocal nodules or...?
Well, it wasn't quite a nodule. It was more of a lesion, which is sort of like on its way to becoming a nodule.
Yep.
But we caught it early, and luckily I'm back to full health now, which is great.
Gee, good that man. Must be really scary when you know, the threat of losing your voice, you know, having a surgery like that, a frightening time.
Oh, I had a full, like, mental breakdown when I found out. I was like, this job is hurting me. I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Yeah.
Like, I was ready to give it up. I was like, you know, if this is going to, like, actually make me lose my voice, I'm not supposed to be a singer.
Yeah.
Okay. Luckily, I came to my senses. Wasn't that dramatic.
And playing a gig like this, I mean, have you spoken to other acts who've done big stadium gigs? Is there a different way of performing?
Well, we've done the Justin Bieber tour, which is only other time we've performed in a stadium. So we've done it once before. It's a very, very weird, different experience because you're so far away from the crowd. And there's just so many people that you can't actually focus on one specific person. You know, like smaller gigs, you can see if one guy's on his phone or something, and let's play to him. Let's like get him involved. But this is like we're smack bang in the middle of the field. It's going to be at least 100 meters before the first like audience member.
Yeah,
there's going to be pyrotechnics and everything going on around us. It'll essentially feel like we're playing to nobody.
And so for the big game, George, who's chosen the set list? Is it you and Amy, or you and your sisters fighting it out? How's it work?
Well, the AFL has taken full control of that one. They've asked for a couple of the crowd favourites.
Yep.
But you know, we would have sung Mary Had a Little Lamb if that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
True.
Well, mate, we wish you absolute chookers. And of course, if you see anyone going through your bin, it's just Claire's looking for some of those hooks.
Yeah.
don't panic.
See it. Yeah.
There's a few in there. You'll find some.
Hey, good to talk to you, George. Oh, by the way, I stirred you about the hair, mate. What colour are we getting? Platinum or pink from yourself on grand final day?
Yeah, I'm actually about to go to the hairdressers now and get it done pink.
Awesome. Oh, awesome. Nice work.
That Clancy, Matt and Kimber catch-up was made possible by Homestart. They are the first home buyer specialists. Homestart.net.au.